Good morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Oh, hi, Kiri. It's Valetta Green here. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. And yourself?
Good, thank you. Is today the 11th? Oh, it is the 11th.
Yes, it is.
Yes. No, I've written an appointment in the wrong date. I was just wondering, is it at all possible to get an appointment to see, I have a sick guinea pig, and to see Vanessa this afternoon?
Okay, Vanessa's not working today. We do have Dr. Brock on. I do have an availability. Let me just make sure it hasn't been taken. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, that's the only time I've got available.
Is Vanessa working tomorrow?
She is. She's fully booked up, so she's not back in until Tuesday.
Okay, 4 o'clock is good.
Okay, and we've seen you here before?
No, you haven't. No, you haven't.
Let me just grab some details from you. And I didn't catch your first name.
Valetta, V-A-L-E-T-T-A.
And Green was the surname?
That's correct, yes.
Is it with an E or without an E on the end?
Without.
Without. And a contact email?
V-A-L-E-T-T-A
yep.
dot Green, G-R-E-N, at hotmail.com. Make sure you put the dot between my first and second name.
Yep, got it there.
Yep, and some people forget it.
Yep, no, that's okay. And this number you're calling on is the best one?
Yes, thank you.
Yep. And your address there, Valetta?
97
yep.
Pangeza, P for Peter, A-N-G-E-Z-A,
yep.
Street, Stafford Heights, 4053.
And the name of this guinea pig that we'll be seeing?
Precious. P-R-E-C-I-O-U-S.
Yep. And female, and how old is she approximately?
She's about 5 and a half.
Okay, I've got you all booked in then for 4 o'clock this afternoon. So what's going on with your guinea pig, Valetta?
I have no idea. Absolutely no idea. She's not eating.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, I took her to the vet Monday, Dr. Barton at Arana Hills.
Okay, yeah.
She's on leave. She's on holidays for 2 weeks. She took x-rays and stuff, I think, dental x-rays, and she seemed to think she had a cold, and so she has been on meloxicam twice a day.
Okay.
And Septrin.
Yep.
Twice a day, and I've been critical caring her. But she, last night and especially this morning, she just doesn't want, she won't even let me get the syringe in her mouth. The only thing she wants to eat is, you know, the little fluffy parts out of the Timothy hay?
Oh, okay, yes, yep.
Yeah, so she doesn't want the flat stuff, she just wants the fluffy bits and grass.
Okay.
So she's, and I mean, like, she was... no fat shaming. She was a 1,500 gram pig.
Yep.
So she liked the food, and now she's down to 1,100.
Okay. And Michelle didn't think there was any dental disease going on?
She didn't recommend dental. But then in saying that, it's been 4 days, so...
Yep.
That'll be just my luck.
Sure.
I don't do well with dentals.
Yeah.
And I'm a dental technician.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we'll definitely have a look and see what's going on with Precious.
I think there's something else going on. I really do.
Yeah. Well, definitely have a look.
Her eyes. To me, her eyes looked like they were bulgy.
Mm, okay.
She got a thyroid issue or something. Do they have thyroid?
I've never heard of a pig having thyroid issues, but I'm not the vet, so I can't really say anything on that.
No, but my mum had that. She had the poppy out eyes.
Sure. Well, I've got Precious all booked in. If she did hear it quite quickly over the day, give us a call. But otherwise, I've got you booked in at 4 o'clock. I have just sent you a questionnaire. If you can just fill that out prior to the appointment, just to give us a bit of idea of history and things like that.
Sure.
If you can request the history and also the x-rays to be forwarded to us as well here, just so we can have a look at those as well prior to the appointment, that would be much appreciated.
Okay, I'll ring Arana Hills now.
Excellent. Okay, well, we'll see you then at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Thank you. Cheers.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Bye.